Hey everybody, welcome to the Mindful Chef. Chef Leisha Barnett here today on this beautiful February day. I am behind schedule on recording podcasts. I've been so busy and in a good way. I've made a lot of announcements in the last few weeks and months, but really this is a season of transition. And I am fully embracing the changes that are happening all around me, not just within my own life and circle, but also in the community that I live in. And yeah, it's just a lot of good things happening. So no ranting about anything today. It's just a day of affirmations and understanding what the true meaning of that mindful part is about my podcast. Like, I'm in the kitchen right now cooking up some delicious vegan meals. Yes, I'm not a vegan, people. I know, I just like vegetables. But I'm in the kitchen just stirring these pots and putting things together, and just I'm listening to Afrobeats, y'all, and the music has got me moving. And I was just thinking to myself, like, this is what I love about what I do. I get to put on awesome music, dance around in the kitchen, play with flavors and spices, and have a really great time. And as I really dig deep into the world of building mindful, healthy habits, I am understanding that it is really, truly that one day at a time approach that has to happen for the majority of us. I am surrounded by a lot of friends and family members who are looking to better their health, increase the amount of time that they spend moving their bodies and developing all these healthy habits. But what I want to stress and can't stress enough is that mindful part of it. Yesterday, I went for a really long walk. It was a 3-mile walk. And, you know, today my body was feeling it. I felt it even before I went to bed. And the thing about my walk, it wasn't just a regular walk. I put on the Afrobeats and I just felt myself at certain points just really dancing and walking to the music while I was walking around the park. And one of the things I noticed was that there was this level of freedom that happened in that, where I really just honestly didn't care about the world around me. I was in my own space, my own lane, my own zone. Didn't matter what anybody else thought or felt. But what I felt in my spirit at that time was movement. It was wiggling my hips and like walking to the beat, because, you know, I didn't really want to be out there. I want to just be honest. You know, when you're dealing with the chronic pain, bad knee pain and ankles and feet issues and other things that might affect your ability to get out and move, you need a little encouragement. You need something that's going to push you. I had no idea that allowing myself to move freely in that space and time was going to result in 3 miles. I really didn't know. So that's, for me, it was a freeing experience. I sweat a lot and I just felt really freaking great. To the point to where today I wasn't going to go out there because my body hurts, y'all. These muscles, you know, it's like walking out there on that concrete can get to you sometimes. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to push through and do what I can. I ended up walking 2 miles today before I just said, no, that's enough for me. But that is the mindful part. It is like not always trying to beat your last record, not trying to be greater and better than anything else, but simply just living in the moment and being free and having that freedom. I think that if we gave ourselves permission to be free, then a lot of the hangups that we have about our health and our wellness journeys would look a lot differently. It would go a little smoother. It would be a little, you would feel a little stronger. You would have this mindset that you can get through just about anything because you have built this life surrounding healthful practices instead of harmful ones. So while you're out there listening and on your search for greatness, health, and wellness, you are going to be bombarded with imagery and you know, social media groups, especially on Facebook, and the world around you is going to tell you to do a thing. The world around you is going to tell you that in order to live your best life, you have to shrink yourself. And I am telling you that there was nothing shrunken in my walk yesterday or today. I took up space. And in that space that I took, the freedom came and the acceptance and the love. And then I felt great. I drank more water than I drank the day before. I ate more vegetables than the day I ate before. And I just felt better. There is something so transformative about allowing yourself to be free and shutting out the dogma of the world. All of those different diet plans that people want you to follow, all of the different tactics, and it's all centered around shrinking yourself. And I'm here to tell you that you don't have to make yourself smaller in this world. You don't need to. You don't need to make yourself smaller. You know, if you have, and this is my disclaimer for those of you who are new to my podcast, if you have health issues and the weight is really a problem for your health and you need to lose weight, you need to look at some numbers because it is a true problem. I'm not saying don't do that. What I'm saying is if you know that CrossFit ain't your thing, don't go to CrossFit. If you know boot camp is not for you, don't go to boot camp. If you know that the best you can do is get up and walk your block, then you get up and you walk your block. And you walk your block in freedom and openness and in that pride so that when you are able to walk more than that block, you'll feel it. You'll be free. And you'll be able to say, this is what I've accomplished so far, and I did great. And now I'm ready for the next step. But don't let people tell you that you have to shrink yourself in order to occupy real space in this world. It's kind of the craziest thing ever is to tell people that to take up space means to shrink, to become smaller. And there's just really a ridiculous mindset to that. But I just want to encourage you because I'm out here and, you know, we've had unseasonably warm temperatures here in California, which is going to affect our crops. And while I love the sunshine and I have been getting out there every day, there will be something to, as a result of it. There will be things that happen. But in the meantime, I'm just enjoying it, going out here, enjoying it, because who knows, it could rain next week. I am spending time with my plants. Some of them have been looking a little sad. I have to admit, my schedule has been a little bit interesting. And balance is one thing that I personally struggle with. As someone who uses a planner and puts things down on paper, planning and actually understanding that there's a time and place to say no, to slow down, to remove things from your calendar is a real skill. And it is also a mindful practice for your health, because if you don't adapt this, then no amount of decent eating and exercise is going to undo what the stress does to your heart when you do not make time for those peaceful, quiet moments, when you don't make time for family and friends, for loved ones, when you don't make time for sleep, you know, when you don't make time for events and times throughout your week that are just absolutely slow and mind-numbingly boring, where there is no to-do list, where there might be some guilty pleasure TV to watch. My friends and I were like, it's ratchet TV time. I don't really do too much ratchet TV, but my guilty pleasures are dramas and comedies, mostly dramas, medical dramas. I watch just about every medical drama there is on TV. And I'm often weeks behind because I just don't have time to sit and watch when it comes on. But that's a guilty pleasure of mine. That's a mindful, healthy habit to know that sometimes you have to quiet yourself. You have to shut down. You have to disconnect from social media and the rest of the world in order to reconnect to you, in order to make certain that you have what you need to be healthy, well, and whole. And that means being free and not shrinking yourself. So if I have to say anything, I would say that this week, your homework that I would give to you is not to shrink yourself, to take up space, to actually figure out what it means to be free, what it looks like. What does that actually look like for you? And for me, it meant that I danced instead of walked the 3 miles because music. Music, baby. All right, so I'm going to take a break right quick and we will come back. And I'm going to talk to you about what I'm making in the kitchen. I know you want to know. Be right back. Hey y'all, I'm back. Thank you for joining me again here at the Mindful Chef. So we talked a little bit about mindful health practices and being free in the first segment. And now I want to talk to you about what I'm doing in the kitchen. So I'm in here cooking, stirring up some pots. You're going to hear some noise in the background, but I got some collard greens happening right here in this cast iron pot. And what I did with the collard greens is I cooked down in olive oil some onions, yellow onions, bell peppers, and celery. And I cooked those down, caramelized them. I tend to use a lot of aromatics when I make my collard greens. I know that's not the traditional way to make them, but I just think that they add so much flavor in the dish. So, and then of course there's garlic, and these collard greens are made without meat. I went the vegan route. We are increasing our plants in our diets around here. We do really well, I will say that. But last night we ordered pizza because life was just hectic, and after walking those 3 miles and attending meetings and everything else, I was tired. So a mindful practice that I often deploy is making space for takeout, because sometimes you just need to, you know, and it's nothing wrong with that. We just have to do what we have to do. So last night it was pizza. I had one with mushrooms and tomatoes, and they had all the meat and stuff that they like on there. But tonight we're gonna have pinto beans that I put in the Instant Pot, and the collard greens on the stove, and some rice for dinner. So the Instant Pot is really one of my favorite tools in the kitchen because you can decide on the fly that you want something like beans and you haven't soaked your beans or anything, and then you can have beans in an hour. It's a little tricky and it depends on the bean. No two beans are created equal. And the ones that cook the fastest, if you're really in a time crunch and you really want it to be done for sure, excuse me, in that hour, you want to choose black, pinto, or navy beans. Those cook really fast. They're a smoother texture bean, and you don't have to worry about them too much. And then if you happen to like a different bean texture and want to kind of refry them, they're really easy because they cook fast. The Instant Pot, you can turn it off and then put it on the saute function and just break that bean down, you know, and make it into a refried bean type of thing without the oil and everything. You can just do it right inside that same Instant Pot container. So in here, I have put my pinto beans. They've been done for about 30 minutes. One of the cool things about an Instant Pot is that the warm function, keeping it on low while it's still warm without breaking the seal and opening it up. Works really well for things that you want to cook a long time, like beans and other things like soups and stews. So, word of caution about beans in your Instant Pot. If you eat a lot of beans like we do, you might want to consider one designated Instant Pot for your beans only, because now every time I cook in it, I pull it out and it sort of has a bean smell. So I'm going to get a second Instant Pot so that this one can be the designated bean pot, because it just, it doesn't go away, guys. As much as you clean it, it still smells like beans. And yeah, it's irritating to me, but it might not be irritating to you. So what I have put in here to season them, one of the things people know about making things like beans and greens, if you're a meat eater, the attraction to and the use of meat in the dishes usually revolve around a smoked type of meat, because the smoke flavor with the saltiness of that cured meat brings so much flavor into your beans and greens. When you are going plant-based, what do? How do you figure out how to get those flavors in deep? And that's where things like smoked salt come into place, and other smoked spices like paprika is a smoked spice. So you want to choose some variety in your seasonings and your spices and just play around. Definitely throw some bay leaves in there, onion, garlic powder, smoked salt, and there are different varieties of smoked salt. My recommendation is to go to a spice store and play around, not your regular grocery store. If you have a spice store close to you, going in there and being able to smell, and in some cases they give you a little dab, a little taste to see how the spices really interact, how your senses take them in, what you could cook them with. Old Town Spice Company has a sriracha sea salt, and it's bae. I bought it, and it's fantastic on scrambled eggs. And if you are plant-based, put that in some of your Just Egg and you will lose your mind. It would be really great. But you want a smoked salt. You want a salt that has flavor. And a lot of times those flavor seasoning mixes that you purchase, like some of our favorites, Tony Chachere's, Lowry's, all of the seasoned salts, you notice they're red, right? Why are they red? Paprika. So paprika is your friend. Get you some smoked hot, some sweet Hungarian. Mix it up with your smoked salt. All of the smokiness of those meats that you normally use come into play. And if that's not enough for you, you get yourself some liquid smoke. And then you can infuse the flavor into that. But really, excuse me, guys, the spices and the blends and the intentional use of some of the spices are what's going to take your dish from one level to the next. It will really propel it. So I highly recommend that. And these pinto beans are pretty perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, they're at that point where they have a little bit more bite than a couple of members of my family would appreciate. So, I'm going to turn it back on, but I'm going to set it for 5 minutes. And what that is going to do, because it will take a couple of minutes for it to come up to pressure, and then it's going to hold it at that pressure for 5 minutes before coming down. And if I do like I did earlier, let it sit in the pot, then that's when the magic happens and the bean texture will be right where I want it to be. And you don't, so it's just a few more minutes. And you have to learn to appreciate and play around with some of these tools. Like, it took me a really long time to grasp the crock pots. I mean, chefs, we love to use our heat on the stove, and closing something up and letting it sit for 8 hours was just literal torture for me. I was like, I don't think I can do this. And it took a good friend of mine to say, get out of your head and just try it. And it worked. You know, I came to an appreciation of what the crock pot can do. So that then in turn, I ended up with the Instant Pot and a couple of other gadgets that are the set it and forget it thing. I still love my stove, which is why my collard greens are on the stove and in cast iron. I can't stress enough how much I love cast iron to cook in. It brings that depth of flavor. The pots and pans are sturdy. They last practically forever. They can be used in a weapon, as a weapon in case somebody is coming at you in your house. But they are timeless, and really, we haven't heard any bad press or news about health conditions happening as a result of using cast iron cookware. Whereas a lot of the other cookware that has hit the market over the years, the nonstick revolution and the stainless and the copper, there's always that element. And I just find that the cast iron holds up well. It holds up well, particularly when you have young people and not so great people in the kitchen in your house, and you're trying to teach them how to cook and bring them along. It's such a forgiving type of cookware to have. And people get a lot of anxiety over the care of it, like washing it versus not washing it and all of that good stuff. Just don't overthink it. There's a lot of tips on the internet about what to do. My kids don't do any of the things that I tell them to do with my cast iron. And rather than lose my mind, I just deal with it. So, unfortunately, sometimes mine is wet. Sometimes it's rusty. Sometimes they washed it. It is just craziness. But I just kind of had to put myself in the mindset of picking battles and not being overly upset about certain things. And thankfully, the cast iron is your friend, and it can hold up to that. It can handle when people don't treat it well. So that's it. Another dish that I made, because I'm doing two meals. One is a meal prep for my husband to take to work, and then the leftovers will be my lunch as well, and then maybe another dinner. But I got here a tofu teriyaki with spinach, onion, celery, and carrots. Got super extra firm tofu, broke it up and put it in the skillet without any oil. And I let it cook for a good while. Break it up, chop it up. This is the type of dish that would be good in a lettuce wrap. And the key to getting the texture of tofu that people really want to see and they don't understand, it's cooking it a lot longer than you think you need to cook it. Number one, cook it on a dry pan first so that you get all that water out, and then layer the flavors. That's really good. Layer your flavors. Garlic and onion goes into just about everything that I cook. I mean, why not, right? So we got fresh garlic, fresh onion, carrots, celery. It's like, what else do you need? The spinach. And that's going to get served over rice. I did slash it with some liquid aminos. And everything but the bagel sesame blend from Trader Joe's. And there, and again, that could be a lettuce cup, or it can go on top of rice. Whatever you choose to do with it. But simple, easy, fast. Those are the two meals that I have prepared for you today, and they're easy, okay? I always like to stress the easy part of it. The tofu really took probably 7 minutes total. My collard greens just needed a couple of stirs and some water added to it a couple of times, and then the beans in the Instant Pot, and then I'm going to put the rice in the rice cooker And my kitchen will not have looked like a disaster area. Food will be done. It is not even 3 o'clock. So when those kids come home from school in just a few minutes and they want to raid the refrigerator, I can direct them right to their dinner and say, there you go, dinner is done. And that's it. So it was really great talking to you guys today about building mindful health practices, being free in your space and taking up that space. And also we went into the kitchen and talked about how I made my collard greens, pinto beans, and a tofu lettuce wrap dish. So hopefully you'll try some of these things out. Let me know your feedback. And I'm going to call it a day, y'all. It's been really fun. I miss you guys. I haven't podcasted in a while. Life is just what it is. And it's all good. Let's just say that. But you'll see, you guys, there's so much happening in my city and my community of Stockton. I'm very proud of the Stocktonians here that I have had an opportunity to work with and collaborate with over the last couple of months. And as things unfold, you will get more announcements from me. I have delayed the release of my spice line, my kombucha, and the subscription box service. And that's kind of the thing that you run into when you start making announcements early and you're like, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. Well, you hit snags and snafus. So until things are like done and ready to present, I kind of am just going to hang back and chill and just let you guys know when it happens. Just know that when you do, I think you're going to find the spices fantastic. There will be salt-free versions as well as the full salt version. And I want your feedback. I want to know what you think about it, okay? So until next time, everybody, thank you for joining me. Have a mindful day. Bye.